It's not difficult to imagine Forrest Whitaker playing defensive tackle. After all, the burly actor stands 6'2" and had a college football scholarship to a California State University. But Whitaker possesses talent far beyond his physique. In 1988, he enthralled audiences with his portrayal of legendary jazz musician Charlie Parker in the film Bird. Whitaker's masterful imitation of Parker's horn playing and his nuanced interpretation of the saxophonist's tragic life earned him a Best Actor award at the Cannes Film Festival.
I go to a liver doctor, and I pay him $50, and it don't help me. I go to an ulcer doctor, same thing except I pay him $75. But I go to some little cat up in the house somewhere and pay him $10 for a bag of shit and a little bit of peace. And my ulcers don't hurt, my liver don't hurt, my heart trouble is gone. And you trying to tell me that this is the man I'm supposed to stay away from? Mr. Gillespie, my comrade in arms. That is what I call a paradox.
Whitaker has come a long way since his acting debut in the teen film Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's received critical acclaim as an actor for films such as The Crying Game and taken on the challenges of directing with Waiting to Exhale and Hope Floats. Now, he's onto a new challenge as both actor and executive producer. Green Dragon follows the lives of thousands of Vietnamese refugees housed at Camp Pendleton in 1975. They're waiting for their release to start their lives anew in the United States. Whitaker plays a mess hall cook with artistic aspirations. He befriends a Vietnamese boy named Minh, and together they paint a dramatic mural on a kitchen wall. At the center of the painting is the image of a Vietnamese boy and a green dragon.
I believe we got a Picasso in here.
I should learn how to paint like that. It's amazing. Look at it. Look at it.
When I was younger, I always dreamt that a green dragon could come and take me to find my father. Maybe this dragon will help you find your mother, man.
We spoke to Forrest Whitaker about his role in the movie and as executive producer. He says it was an emotional experience for himself and for the thousands of Vietnamese extras in the film.
A lot of the extras that were in the film were actually in the camps, because this is only about 27 years ago that this, you know, really occurred. So a lot of the people that were working on the film had actually been in these refugee camps. The director himself had been as a child, and so had his brother, and almost every other actor inside of the film. So there was a lot of emotions. And at Camp Pendleton, we actually used the barracks and put the tents in the same exact location that they were actually at. And some of the extras actually were in those tents and in those barracks. They seemed to be empowered by the fact that their story was being told. And unlike other depictions of the Vietnam War, this one tries to show humanity on both sides, from the Vietnamese side as well as the American side.
This is actually the first film produced by your company, Spirit Dance Entertainment. What is the mission statement of Spirit Dance?
We like to think that we're finding the mythic in the ordinary, trying to find stories or allow stories to be told from divergent points of view. It's, if you think after you've been working, you work in this business for a long time, and I've always tried to have some sort of consciousness about what it is I'm doing. And I think the only reason to have a company for me is to reach out and tell those types of stories, the human stories, and pieces that are always contain some degree of hope. It's one of the edicts of the company, because we understand that the images and the things that we're projecting are, you know, affect society and people. And we want to always offer hope.
A film that a lot of people may have seen you in currently is Panic Room, the film that also stars Jodie Foster, Dwight Yoakam. That's really different. That's got a lot of wild action. It's very suspenseful. What's it like being in a film that's so different?
I had a great time working on that movie. It was because I liked the character. I liked the story itself, but I liked the character. He's someone who's like struggling with what lines he'll cross, how far he'll go, who he is. He defines up who he is by the end of that film very clearly, because we always wonder how far we will go, you know. And I had a great time. I think David Fincher's an excellent filmmaker, so it was nice watching him work too.
Working with David Finch as a director, there's some great camera shots there. I was really stunned. But you were also acting with a couple of other directors. Jodie Foster's been a director. Dwight Yoakam has been a director. You're a director.
Yeah.
A lot of directors on that set.
It was like three out of the four main actors were directors. But, you know, when you have a filmmaker like David who's so specific and so clear about what he wants, you're just going to let yourself over to that experience. And that's what everyone did, from Jody to myself.
Well, you're here. You're a star now. People know your name. You've been in a lot of amazing films. How did you get started?
I started out in music, really. I was studying classical voice, and then I auditioned for a play because my music speech teacher wanted me to audition, and I got the lead. And then they helped me get ready for an audition to go into a conservatory for acting. At the same time, I auditioned to go in the conservatory for music. It was at USC. And I was accepted, or I got a scholarship in music. And that summer before I went, I did a light opera called The Beggar's Opera, which is like the precursor to the Three Penny Opera. And an agent was in the audience, and they saw me singing in this play and asked me if they could represent me as an actor. And I went to conservatory, and I just started working while I was in school.
You studied classical music, though. Were you encouraged when you were young?
To be a singer?
Mm-hmm.
No. My parents were not really into the arts. I mean, they didn't think that it was a way of being able to financially have a stable life. I had even won the Constantine Festival Award, and they still were trying to get me to go back to school.
Oh, wow.
So, it wasn't really. I told him I was going to go. I told my mom recently, I said, I'm going to get my my degree. Now I'm going to go back, but I'm not going to honorary one. I'm going to finish. She was so happy.
Was she really?
Yeah. She's like, oh, happy.
What are you going to finish it in?
I'll probably just get a degree in filmmaking. But the really reason, I just need to get my BA so I can get my ND.
Your MD.
No, ND. I want to take naturopathic medicine and become a clinical Ayurvedic specialist.
You've gone from a high school athlete to an opera singer, from an opera singer to a noted actor, and from an actor to a director, a producer, and now it appears from this into an entirely new venture, natural medicine.
Well, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. It's more of a life. It's a lifestyle issue, and hopefully it'll influence my work. It certainly influenced my directing to understand color differently. When I was working on Waiting to Exhale, I took classes, you know, deeply in feng shui, and I was like trying to understand how to make my frame work. You know, those things will aid me in my own growth. Aids me in my art. Art comes from the soul, you know.
Forrest Whitaker's new film is called Green Dragon. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Thank you.